Item number three is the purchase of service agreements.
Okay, back to you, Amy.
Yes. Good morning. Our first purchase of service contract that we'd like to request approval for is for $45,100 with Oxford House. Oxford House currently has houses in our community for safe, sober living for individuals, and we would like to use some of our TANF grant dollars to fully fund a resource worker that would support individuals that are living within the Oxford homes. Our contract with them already pays for outreach workers to create the homes and support individuals in the home. And this individual will actually just help people get connected to resources faster, quicker, employment, be connected to other sober living activities. And again, that one is fully grant funded. And then the other adult contract is for Premier Care Wisconsin that does business as CMS, Community Medical Services, in our community. We're requesting just under $160,000 to continue our BJA-funded MAT behind the walls. So this program helps to connect individuals who are incarcerated at the House of Corrections and some also at the jail to begin MAT treatments before returning to the community. Our BJA funding ends September 30th, and our previous contract was only approved up to that date. But with our opioid settlement dollars coming in, we would like to continue that program here in our community, and therefore requesting that $159,000 to continue that program after the BJA funding ends. And any questions on those before we move over to Brian for the youth service contract?
Any questions?
I have a question, Amy. When we do a wage or a funding for like Oxford House, does that just cover wages, or do they get benefits, or is it simply to pay a wage?
We actually contract with their international organization. And I don't know what their organization does. I have to tell you, I don't know what benefits come for their employees.
Okay. Just curious.
Sure.
Thank you.
This is Denise. I was just curious, what's the caseload for the Oxford House resource worker?
Well, it would be the individuals living within the houses, and that can fluctuate and does fluctuate from house to house. I would say right around 50 individuals, depending on coming in and out, but they're not the only worker. That's specifically, the way it was described in us being able to have an additional resource there is really when people first move in, they need to get connected. Many people do that by, peers that they're living with, find out where do they go to AA meetings, what's closest to their house. But some individuals need more assistance, locating with jobs, being connected to other type of resources. And it's something that's an additional thing that Oxford House International has found helpful when they start having so many homes in one city or community, that this is an additional resource in addition to those outreach workers. So then the outreach workers, they can really, one typically will work on finding the houses that they're going to purchase, and the other works to engage people to come and stay at the Oxford houses and does a lot of that outreach and getting people in, while then this additional person then helps with resources and getting people connected. It's kind of follows the path of their model.
And Amy, I just searched through my email for, I don't have a very recent Oxford at my disposal, but just for an example, late last year, they had 46 beds with a couple openings. There were 5 operating houses. There was one house that was down because they had a fire. And I believe they've added 2 houses since. Our original agreement with Oxford going back 3 or 4 years basically targeted between 10 and 12 houses in Milwaukee, sort of our, what they expected that our market and their staff allocation, they believed at the time was sufficient for up to 10 or 12 houses. It just takes a while to, as they bring houses online. So I think we're 3 years into Oxford, the arrangement with Oxford by now, something like that, maybe four. Mm-hmm. And then of course, obviously the pandemic made it tricky with housing pricing so high. They really struggled to find houses that work for that were affordable for the residents. The idea is that the residents split the cost of housing with housing costs exploding. They made it really hard to make those residences affordable. So.
Sounds awesome. Yeah, I mean, I think as we look at population health and the right care at the right place at the right time, looking at productivity and the ratios of these caseworkers, resource workers, case managers, how we're surrounding people to navigate through the system effectively, ensuring that their care is at the right level, I think are important. And so just as we move forward and looking at what else do we need to support our community, be the healthiest, like these are important positions, I believe, to be connected with people to keep them on the path of wellness. So do we have too many? Do we have not enough? Like, what if this wasn't fun? Like, who else would do this work, this great work in keeping people connected and understanding what resources are available? And I'd say the same thing for the second one. You know, as we look at those kind of resources in the judicial system, like, do we have enough? Like, are we well staffed to be able to support people in transition so they stay out of Granite Hills or acute care in the emergency room? That's the whole purpose. So thank you for this great report.
So, Brian.
Good morning. I just have one contract to bring to you this morning. It is for an additional $281,420 of supplemental block grant dollars that we received from the state to fully fund an additional core team. This was the state actually reached out to us to see if we would be able to spend down some of their money, and we have the need to expand to another team within our first episode psychosis core team that Mike had alluded to earlier as well. And this will allow us to put that five-person team together, and it is going to be placed at WCS. So.
It must be nice, Brian, to have somebody call and say, could you help us spend money?
Yeah, it's been an interesting period of time. There's been a few of those requests over the last year, and it's becoming increasingly difficult to spend it in places. But we will take it initially and do the best we can to fill our gaps accordingly and help our bottom line. So
right. Absolutely. I'm sure you'll be successful.
Yeah.
Do we have a motion to approve all three of these requests and recommend approval to the board?
Motion to approve.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Abstaining? Unanimous.